Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya, guselkumab, can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's talk about a simple yet powerful way to boost your mental health. Walking. April 2nd is National Walking Day, and it's the perfect time to start a new walking routine. The American Heart Association says even a brisk walk can reduce stress and improve your mood. So grab a friend, bring a pet, or even take a conference call on the go. Learn more and get heart-healthy tips and recipes straight to your inbox at heart.org/movemore.
Luis Enrique must take a lot of the credit for that. And the result of it is that it was one of PSG's greatest nights in Europe.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
What sort of, you're getting stopped in the street, left, right and centre, people want to debrief about what's happened with the Six Nations. What's your, 30-second summation? Yeah, how big is the hole? I had thought about like a Quinlan inquiry, but,
you know what? I did out the table last night and Ireland lost one game. Hmm. Scotland lost three, Italy lost four, Wales lost five. So we're not as bad maybe as... Hmm. It could be.
Won a triple crown, blooded a new 10.
Yeah, Jack Boyle was capped. Six Nations is probably not a tournament that you see too many new caps. There was four in November. It was a flat competition, I think. When you think back to the England game, which is a little bit of trepidation going into that, I think, they had a very good 20-minute period in the second half where they showed their dominance and it looked like it was going to be a very comfortable win. England got two late tries, but I think you think that's a good start. They can get better and you expect them to get better. I think the first half in Scotland was very impressive. So there was kind of a feeling that they were, after two rounds, away in Murrayfield, they're in a good position here, and everybody started talking about France then. That was the game, that was the championship decider, that was a Grand Slam decider possibly. In round three then, England beat France, obviously. I think that was round two, wasn't it? Yeah, England beat France in round two, which kind of scuppered them a little bit then, put them in a bit of a negative position. They should have beaten England. They dropped the ball a number of times in that game. And I think when you go to Cardiff, then everybody's thinking, yeah, there's going to be a bit of a bounce with the new coach to change there. But Ireland were poor from that period onwards, from the second game onwards, which was disappointing because you'd expect them to get better. So...
There's a reality at the end of the Italy game where Sam Prendergast is talking to the referee and he's trying to eat up 10 or 12 seconds to get the clock into the red, like with a bit of small talk. The reality of us needing to get the ball off the pitch to get the hell out of Dodge is a stark thing from where we were at. But like, if you're sitting down IRFU headquarters this morning and they say, listen, what happened? Where do we go from here? What is the... What happened? Like, what are the reasons that we're sitting here this morning feeling like we're having a bit of a post-mortem almost?
Obviously, we saw it in November. Teams have figured out a little bit that a strategy, and I think they've all been trying to find a strategy to stop Ireland. I think 2022, 2023, they were the best attacking team in the world, the most cohesive team. Very difficult to stop. They were possession-based, could get to multi-phase very comfortably. their shape and attack was really good, and they continuously caused problems for teams.
So we've been figured out tactically.
Well, I think teams have obviously that sport, isn't it, Adrian? You know, if you play against a team and who are at the top of their game, and they were right up at the very top, how do you stop them? And I think a lot of teams, I've seen it since, you've seen it in November, where they're, if the breakdown isn't on to attack, they're just fanning out and they're getting loads of numbers right across the field, and they're not kind of biting down as much. And Ireland are kind of hitting a brick wall then, and they're not really sure what to do then, and they're kicking the ball a bit more. And a lot of stats throughout the tournament weren't great. You know, I would always look at stats, and sometimes they can be misleading, in the sense that if you go into the opposition half four or five times in a game and you score each time and you're in a comfortable position, you can sit back and absorb pressure and possession and territory doesn't matter as much. But the attack isn't firing the way it has been.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous and always will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Local, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. It turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
Feeling stressed? Let's talk about a simple yet powerful way to boost your mental health. Walking. April 2nd is National Walking Day, and it's the perfect time to start a new walking routine. The American Heart Association says even a brisk walk can reduce stress and improve your mood. So grab a friend, bring a pet, or even take a conference call on the go. Learn more and get heart-healthy tips and recipes straight to your inbox at heart.org/movemore.
Six games in. It's a pretty wild-looking table at the minute, and I want to be as respectful as I possibly can here, but Drogheda, Galway and Waterford all in the top five. And, you know, the idea of restoring natural order will be absolutely certain to get fans from those teams up off their seats. But it does feel a bit unnatural, let's say, at the minute. Which of those three, Barry, has the best chance of hanging on?
It's between Drogheda and Galway, I'd say. Galway have just set out their stall for the last two seasons. You know what they're about now. Another set-piece goal at the weekend. I think half the goals this year have come since set-pieces. So you know what they're about. And it's a really hard place to go and play, Galway, as well. And they do get the ball down and play as well. So they've got that little bit to them. But I think Drogheda have settled in really well to full-time football, and you saw the quality of player they had last year, but maybe the games are just coming too thick and fast for them for part-time. And they have stepped up in terms of playing full time. They're good on Friday. You know what they're going to do against Shamrock Rovers, soak up a lot of pressure, hitting the counter attack. And to a point, it worked. But the quality Rovers just brought off the bench really made the difference. And you think that's probably going to count in most games against Drogheda going forward. But we said that last year about them, and they went on and won the cup and started really well. I think Waterford will drop out. I think they could really struggle. I thought they were really poor against Bowes last week. Obviously got beaten again at the weekend by Galway, so they're the ones that will drop out of it, I think.
Yeah, and Waterford have Pats when everything resumes in about 10 days' time. Sligo against Shelburne, Rovers against Derry City. Pats the one that are sort of coming through for you?
Yeah, just starting to motor now. You've got Chris Forrester playing well, which is the catalyst for the team. I thought he was exceptional the other night. And a 3-0 probably flattered them a little bit. Bowls were just desperate. Lacked fight, lacked tempo, didn't put a tackle in, and it was three easy goals they scored, Pats, but off the back of another win, they've gone into this one. So, yeah, listen, they look like they're starting to motor now under Stephen Kenny and score goals, which is huge, and for Bowes, it's really looking the opposite. I think Benny's under a lot of trouble and in a lot of trouble. And when you see these international windows coming up, it's always a time for managers to look over their shoulder a little bit. And you hear the rumblings going on there, and the fans let it be known that they're not happy on seeing Friday night.
Yeah. I kind of felt like Tottenham fans looking at the score sheet must have been like, ah, oh, happy days. Like, don't go any further than that. There's no point in trying to go on Twitter search the goal. Although there is a bit of a trademark, Barry, isn't there, with Mason Mealia of... Like, I don't want to make the full comparison here, but there is a Robbie Keane style to him in sense of his doggedness. I don't mean in terms of goal scoring necessarily yet, anyway, but like, he's a real sort of tiger around the pitch and like will not give up on lost causes, which was kind of the nature of the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's playing differently now than he probably was last season when we saw him come through, because he's got Aidan Keenan now, who's going to be the main man up there. He's going to be the number nine. So you just saw he's holding back his runs, even for that second goal. You saw McLennan getting on the ball, and he just held his run a little bit. So he's getting that kind of football nous about things as well, and getting a later run into the box where you saw him do both. He was leading the line against Shamrock Rovers last year, and he was excellent against them. So this is for 17, and I've not really seen him in real life up front. He's a big lad as well. He put himself about. Like, he's 6'2", 6'3", and he's probably still growing. So he's got everything, really. It's frightening, really, to see where he could go.
So that, Barry, Pat's for the league is what you're telling us. Six games in, scrap it. No one's going to get them.
Pat's or Rovers for the league, I think.
Or Rovers, or Shells.
Yeah.
Or maybe Bowes, if they can get a bit of momentum.
And in the top five, yeah. And maybe Derry throw that
Derry,
as well.
Derry
hit a bit of a run as well. But no, but listen, nobody's really been outstanding. Yeah. Rovers started poor, but then have two wins on the bounce now, are suddenly back in if they win that game in hand, and right up against, and you look at Shells as well, probably one win in the last five, and they're not scoring goals, and they're really struggling to play against teams that play a back five, which is a lot of the teams at the moment are playing a three and two wing backs. So they're really struggling to break that down, and I can't imagine what it's going to be like for Damien Duff with 2 weeks without a game and those players coming in. I know they have a team right out tonight, so that might be the start of things to come for them. But yeah, I can't imagine it'll be a nice camp for the next 2 weeks.
Where's the Shelburne team night out? Where are you to? Is this a night? It's not going to be a night.
I believe the new place they're all going is, you know, that flight club, the darts place.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Seems to be the go-to place. Yeah, it used to be just the old man pub for us and the
down around from Condor, over to Fagan's there. It'd be lovely. Like,
yeah, the fines were put behind the bar, and that was it for the night.
Feeling stressed? Let's talk about a simple yet powerful way to boost your mental health: walking. April 2nd is National Walking Day, and it's the perfect time to start a new walking routine. The American Heart Association says even a brisk walk can reduce stress and improve your mood. So grab a friend, bring a pet, or even take a conference call on the go. Learn more and get heart-healthy tips and recipes straight to your inbox at heart.org/movemore.